All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. Beautiful daf ahead of us today. Today's daf is Yud Tes 19. We are picking up Yud Ches Amud Beis, and we're picking up in Meretz Hashem 7 lines up from the bottom. V'chil Amarei Shlokish. Our shir this morning is dedicated by Yonah's son and Rachel Wolf, in loving memory of Rachel's mother Chaya Bas Moshe Zichron of the Bracha, and all of the learning in the month of Elul is dedicated by Bennett Goldberg in memory of his parents. Avram ben Asher Pinchas, Fega Rezel, Bas Zelig, and the hopes that all of us Rebbe Mishpacha have their tefillos answered over the Yomim Noraim. Thank Bennett for his sponsorship, and Shamashtav and Aliyah, and the families in Nechama. With that, let's begin. Remember again, just to orient ourselves, we left off with an interesting machlokes, or I should say, an interesting general discussion. So here's what we know. I know that in the case of a chatas, remember again, a chatas is brought for a case b'shogeg. If I go ahead and I perform an act b'shogeg, perform a particular act accidentally, right? And I have, obviously, to perform it b'shogeg means I have a lapse of awareness. So I didn't know what I was doing was wrong. I did it. Then I have an awareness. Then I forget again and do it wrong again. So the halacha is, I'm chayv a separate chatos for each and every separate lapse of awareness. Same thing with asham talui. Right? Asham talui bosa means I have a doubtful situation. I may have done something wrong. At the time that I did it, I didn't know obviously that it was even possibly wrong. And then again I do it. Chayiv, I have an awareness that I may have done something wrong. If I then do the same thing again, I could be chayiv multiple asham taluis or asham to right ashamos. Could be chayiv multiple karbanos. The shayla that Gemara was dealing with over here is, does yedias suffek create? Does it create a distinction between one chatos and another chatos? Meaning what? I go ahead and, for example, I eat a piece of chilev b'shogeg. After it happens, I'm not sure if I did or if I didn't. Right? It's called the yedias suffek. Then I go ahead and eat accidentally a piece of chilev again. Afterwards, I'm not sure, did I do it or didn't I do it? That's called a yedias safek in between acts of shogeg. So does a yedias safek in between acts of shogeg create independent liabilities as well? V'chein amar Reish Lakish, kan shana Rebbe, yedias safek mechalkos l'chatos. Reish Lakish said that Rebbe Paskin, that yedias safek, which Rebbe Paskin means possible knowledge in between acts of shogeg creates independent liability for chatos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, in yedios safek mechalkos lechatos. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, not true. That ultimately, again, yedios safek do not create independent liability for chatos. Elahachi katoni. Now, this is what it means to say. Kashem shim haisolo yedia vadai, maybe akolachas va'achos. Just like Rabbi Osai, if you perform multiple shogigim, right, and in between your shogigim, you realized what you did. You have to bring an independent chatos for each act of shogeg. Kachim haiselo yedia safek mevi asham taloi al kol achas va'achas. So Rebbe say ultimately of what? If you go ahead and you have the yedia safek in between every single possible infraction, you would bring a separate asham taloi for each act as well. So we'll say, so again, in Rabbi Yochanan's model, so the halacha works like this. If you have a yedias vadai in between every act of shogeg, you will be chai v'chatos for every act of shogeg. If you have a yedias safek in between every act of asham talui, of safek, you'll bring a separate asham talui. But if you have a yedias safek in between every act of shogeg, that will not create independent liability for chatos. So the Gemara says, "Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, haini dikat talei la asham bechatos." So we'll say, "I understand Rabbi Yochanan why the nature of the argument is linking asham to chatos." El Reish Lakish chatos ba asham mi baile. But according to Reish Lakish, the argument should be made by linking chatos to asham. To which the Gemara says, "Kasha." You know what? That is a good question. Virami Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. So we'll say now the Gemara is going to pose a contradiction between the positions of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. How so? Here we go. What's an interesting case? Desanya, Shnei Shavilin. This is an incredible Gemara. Shnei Shavilin. There are two paths in front of you. Echa Tamei ve'echa Tar. And we'll say, what a Musar. What a mussar and a metaphor for life. Isn't life all about shnei shevilin? There are every single moment in life, there are two paths in front of me. Echatameh ve'echatar. What's the problem? What's the problem? Sometimes I don't know which one is which. So watch this, says the Gemara. V'halach b'rishon v'lo nichnas b'sheni. So say, if I went down one path, I went down the first path, but I didn't go down the second path. I should read that differently. So let me read that again. So the Gemara says, so halach b'rishon v'lo nichnas. So we'll say, I went down the first path. Lo nichnas. Remember, the issue over here that we're dealing with over here is a person goes down a path where there's potential tumah, and then they walk into the Beis HaMikdash. Walking into the Beis HaMikdash, obviously in a state of tumah, is if you do it b'meizid, it's punishable by death. Right? Do it b'shokeh, you would bring a chatos. Actually, in this case, actually, you don't bring a chatos. You bring an olevioreit, special type of carbon, a carbon olevioreit. So the Gemara says as follows. So now I go down the first path, but I didn't go into the Beis HaMikdash. B'sheni, then I go down the second path, v'nichnas. So we'll say, so essentially what's happened over here is what? I go down path one, I go down path two, and then I enter into the Beis HaMikdash. So what's talocha? Chayiv, right? Chayiv. Why? Because either I definitely encountered tumah. I went down both paths. I definitely encountered tumah. Different chayiv carbon over the yoreid. Last line in Chesam Beis Halach Barishon v'nichnas. But so what happens if I went down the first path and then I went into the Beis HaMikdash? Potter. Then I will say, if I go into the Beis HaMikdash after having gone down the first path, I'm Potter. Why? Because it's a suffix. Maybe the first path was Tamei, maybe it's not. B'sheini v'nichnas. But then if I subsequently went down the second path and then entered into the Beis HaMikdash, Chayif, I'm going to be Chayif. Because what was at that point in time, what? At that point in time, again, I've definitely encountered Tumah. Halach b'rishon v'nichnas. Listen to this case. I went down the first path and then I went into the Beis HaMikdash. V'hiza, v'shana, v'taval, and I go through the purification process of paraduma, and then v'halach b'sheni v'nichnas. Then I go down the second path, and I walk into the Beis HaMikdash. Chayiv. Ultimately, again, so first opinion says that I'm chayiv for entering into the Beis HaMikdash in a state of tumah. Now Rashi says over here b'sheni v'nichnas. Rashi says u'bechnisasa b'sheni nisamim ena tumah diknisa rishona chayiv. Ultimately, and we'll say in this case over here, when I go down the second path and subsequently enter into the Beis HaMikdash, I forgot about when I went down the first path. So again, first opinion says that I'm chayiv. Top of Yutas Medalif, Rabbi Shimon Poter Bezum. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon says that halacha lamaisa, I am potter. Why? Look at Rashi. Top Rashi Yutas Medalif. Tishnei tumos ninhu. Av akol chad vechad knisa I akol chad vechad knisa ikol neimar shvil zehutar vehilchach leka yediyah vadaus betchila ubetumas mikdash bo'in and yediyah betchila b'sof elamin sense. So Rabbi Shimon says, you're potter. Why am I potter? Ultimately, again, because in this particular situation, each pathway or each knisa is looked at fundamentally independently, and the mice again, I could say that each path was potentially tar. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda poter b'kulon mishum Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon Yehuda actually says, Rabbi said that what? In fact, all of these cases are potter because of what Rabbi Shimon just said. Rabbi said Rabbi Shimon's svara is predicated on the following idea. We're going to see it shortly, which is that in order to be chayiv for bias mikdash, right, in order to be chayiv for entering into the bias mikdash in a state of tumah, you must have yediyah v'ados. There must be definitive knowledge of contact with tumah. Definitive knowledge means what? Not just, I know there are two paths, one of them was Tameh, and I went down both, so therefore I came into contact with Tumah, right? But definitive knowledge of contact of Tumah means, I know for sure where the Tumah was and what it was. In the absence of that, I'm going to be Potter. The Gemara says, V'afilu b'kamaisa. And this would be true even in the earlier case. The earliest case was, it was what? I go down path one, and then I go down path two, and then I enter into the Beis HaMikdash. Now, in that case, I will say one thing is clear, which is, I definitely came in contact with the Tumah. Even in that case, apparently Rabbi Shimon won't say that I'm Potter, because there is not a Yediyah Vadois. To which the Gemara says, Amar Rav Hachamai Askinon, what's the case? Kigon Shahalach Barishon, Ubishas Hiluch Obisheni, Shachach Shahalach Barishon. Oh, we'll say, watch this. What's the case? The case is where there's a halam. The case is where I went down the first path, and ultimately, again, when I was going down the second path, I forgot that I went down the first. Isn't this interesting? I went down the first, and then I went down the second, and at the time that I went down the second, I forgot that I went down the first. Ubaha pligi. And I will say, what are they arguing about? Here we go. Tanakama suffer, miksas yediya ki yediya damya. The Tanakama holds that even a partial awareness is good enough. Rabbi Shimon suffer, miksas yediya lav yediya damya. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, we'll say that a miksas yediya. In other words, we'll say everyone agrees that for tuma, for bias mikdash, I should say, you need a yediya. The shaila is, how much yediya do you need? The Tanakama says even a partial yediya is going to be enough. So now that I know that I'm going down road number two, even though at the time that I'm going down road number two, I forgot that I went down road number one. After I go down road number two, I remember I went down road number one as well. That's enough ultimately again to create liability. Rabbi Shimon says partial yediya is not going to be enough. Amar Mar, halach berishon v'nichnas v'hiza v'tava v'halach b'sheni v'nichnas chayev. So we'll say now another case. What happens if I go down the first path into the Beis HaMikdash? I then go ahead and go through the purification process. That's Pachiza, Nichnas, that's Paraduma. And then I go down the second path and I enter into the Beis HaMikdash. So what's Talocha? Chayiv. So you're Chayiv. Am I Chayiv? Why? I don't understand. Why should I be Chayiv? Ha lo havi le yediya. We'll say at the end of the day again, if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Shimon holds that I need definitive yediya, which means that halacha lemaisa, I need to have absolute clarity that there was tumah where the tumah was, even in this case, there's not definitive yediya. So also in other words, you could say in these cases, there's what's called de facto yediya, right? What's de facto yediya? I know that I came in contact with tumah. How do I know that? Because there are two paths, one of them had tumah, and I walked down both of the paths. So de facto, I know that I came in contact with tumah, but that's not definitive yediya, because I don't know where the tumah was, which path it was on. Amrei Shlakish, Haman Rabbi Shmalhi. Ultimately, again, who does this reflect? The view of Rabbi Shmal, de lo ba'i yediya bitchila. Rabbi Shmal does not require, ultimately, again, yediya b'tchila. Rashi says over here, we'll see that Rabbi Shmal in just a moment. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Afilu Teima Rabbanan. The truth is, it can even be the Rabbanan. How so? Kan asu safek yediya ki yediya. Ultimately, in this case over here, we'll say, Chazal made a safek yediya like yediya itself. To which the Gemara says, so you might have thought that Rabbi said this would be true over here, and ultimately, again, safek yediya should be like this lechol haTorah kula as well. So Rabbi says, so what do you see from here? Kashid Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Kashid Shlakish, Rabbi Shlakish. So Rabbi says, so ultimately, again, halacha lemaisa, you begin to see that the shitos espoused over here contradict that which Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlakish said earlier. To which the Gemara says, "Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan lo kashya." Sarek hadikshan Rabbi Yochanan. How so? Kan asu avah b'chalat Torah kula lo. It's only over here that what? It's only over here that they made yediyas safek. I should say that differently. Safek yediya ki yediya is only a din ultimately again by tuma, by this case of the Shnei Shvilin, but it's not true by the rest of Torah. Kan asu avah b'chalat Torah kula lo. My time. What's the reason? So ultimately, again, by Tumah it says, it was hidden from him and he became Tameh. Yediya de isba nami safek chayiv. So we'll say, so the Pasuk itself, when it says, v'ne'ela mimenu v'hu Tameh, indicates to me that even if the Tumah is hidden from me, there's still the possibility of Tumah. So you even see over here in the case of Shnei Shvilin, even if it's safek Tumah, you can still become Tameh. Ava b'chala Torah kula ksiv, a whole day love chata so. But I will say, in general, when it comes to tumah requires some level of definitive knowledge. If you know what happened, then you'll be chayiv. If you don't know what happened, you won't be chayiv. El Reish Lakish kasha. But according to Reish Lakish, I will say, what do we do? Admukim l'krabi shmal, lukma k'rabi. Ultimately, again, instead of establishing the position like Rabbi Shmal, go ahead and set it up like Rabbi. So what would it be teaching me? That Rabbi Shmuel does not require yediya in the beginning of the event. But Hamas Nisini, but we learn this from the Mishnah Disnan. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, v'ne'elam mimenu shtei pamim, l'chayiv al ha'elam, tumav al ha'elam mikdash. The Pasuk says ultimately, v'ne'elam, it was hidden from him. The Pasuk says that twice. One is the teaching of Rabbi saying the chayav ha'elam tuma, v'ha'elam mikdash. Rabbi saying in the case of where you enter into the base of mikdash in a state of impurity, so the ha'elam, ha'elam means I didn't know what was happening. That I didn't know what was happening can be manifest in two different ways. Either I did not know that I was tamei, the tuma became hidden from me, so I didn't know I was tamei at the time that I entered into the base of mikdash, or I didn't realize I was entering into the Beis HaMikdash. I know I was Tamei, but I didn't realize I was entering into the Beis HaMikdash. If any one of those two pieces of information is hidden from me, ultimately, again, I am still Chayev for Tumah. To which the Gemara says, it's Tzrich Sagadai Tchamino. I need this because I would have thought the following, Mikra Lesle, Migimara Isle, that perhaps I don't learn it out from the Pasuk, but Allah HaLamayisot, that's part of some tradition, Kamash Mola, know that in fact it is learned out from a Pasuk. So bottom line, as we finish up this sugya, so what is the Halacha? So most remember again, this is a fundamental Yisodistic question. We've been dealing a lot with what happens, what creates independent liabilities for individual actions. I know that ultimately, again, events that occur in one lapse of awareness can often be reckoned as one big event. One big event, and often be remedied, let's say, with one carbon, depending on the circumstances. I also know that when I have an awareness in between individual acts, that awareness creates individual liability for those types of acts. I know that ultimately, again, if I have definitive awareness in between multiple acts of shogigin, of shogig, then what? Definitive awareness in between different acts of shogig creates what? Independent chatas liability for each act. I also know that halacha lemaisa, if I have what we call possible awareness, it doesn't make sense, it's not good English, but possible awareness means I'm aware that I possibly did something wrong in between multiple events of Asham Talui, that'll what? Generate independent liability for Asham Talui. What about possible awareness in between multiple shogigin acts? So listen to this. So to close out this sugya, the Rambam in Hilchos Shkagus, Perek Ches Halacha says the following. Achol, oh no, this is not it. Wrong Rambam. Okay, so I'll tell you the Rambam, It's Perek Ches Halacha Zayin in Hilchos Shogig. And I'm not going to go to it on my phone because otherwise it's going to knock me out of the recording. All right, everybody, stay tuned. I'll tell you while she's pulling it up. Thank you. Is we'll say the Rambam essentially paskins that Halacha Lemaisa Halacha. Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, it's asking me to make a gift of $18. This is madish. Okay, excellent. Let's say, here's the halacha. Hilchos Shkagos Perek Ches Halacha Zayin. Halacha Zayin. Asa malachos har me'im halacha achos. Really should just give the money already. All right, supposed to listen to this. No, I have it. Thank you. Okay. Here it is. Kishim shiyedias vaday ben sai mechalekes lachatos, kach yedios sofek ben sai mechalekes lashamos. Just like definitive awareness creates independent liability for chatas offering. So we'll say this is very important. So just to clarify this, there's a piece of meat. I thought it was shuman, permitted. Instead, it was chalev. I ate it. At the time that I ate it, I did not realize I was doing something wrong. Afterwards, I realized I ate something asr. Right? What's the halacha? What's my liability? Chatos, okay? Now we'll say, so let's say that happens to me 5 times. So I ate a piece of meat, I thought it was mutter, turns out chaylev. Okay, I realize what I did wrong. Happens again, again, and again. Independent each act, I realize what I did was wrong. What's talacha? I did it 5 times? Five chatos. So the Rambam says, the same way that works for chatos, it also works for asham talui. So for example, same case. There are 2 pieces of meat. One was chilev, one was shuman, permitted, prohibited. I ate one of them. I thought the one that I ate was what? Was permitted. After I finished eating it, I realized I heard one of them was chilev, and I'm not sure which one I ate. What's the halacha in such a case? Asham talui. Both said, let's say that occurs five times, meaning I eat one, I realize now I don't know which one I ate. Maybe I ate the murtah, maybe it's okay. I eat again, I realize I don't know which one I ate. I eat again, I realize I don't know which one I ate. So Moshe said, that's called yedias safek. So after I ate, I'm not sure that I eat something prohibited or not. Asham talui. Every yedias safek, every awareness, creates its own independent liability. Lefichach. Imachal chamisha zeisei chile behelem achos. V'nodelo. Yediyah safek al achas man. V'chazer v'nodelo yediyah safek acheres al hasheni. V'chin al kol achas v'achas. Chayiv asham taloi al kol achas v'achas. Rebbe say, so ultimately again, the halacha is, you see, the Rambam paskins, it is only yediyah vadai that is mechalekes, that is mechalek between chatos events, and only yediyah safek that is mechalek between asham taloi events, but yediyah safek will not be mechalek by chatos events. Which means, if I eat a piece of meat, I thought it was shuman, but it turns out that it was chay, or I should say afterwards, I say, wow, that might have been usher. I don't know if I did something wrong or not. Yediyas safek does not generate obligation or liability for chatos. Only yediyas vadai generates liability for chatos, and only yediyas safek generates liability for asham talui, and neither works for the other type of carbon. Good. Well, so with that, let's go back there. Says the Mishnah. We'll say another fascinating. Thank you, Mashi. Another fascinating case. Chelev and Nosra lefanov. Let's listen to this case. I have chelev and Nosra in front of me. Va'achal echad mehen ve'eni odeh eizim mehen achal. So we'll say, so again, I have two pieces of meat in front of me. I ate one of them. I don't know which one I ate. Which one I ate. Fine. Now again, I want to be clear. What's different in this case? What's different in this case? Both are usher. Both are usher. Also, up until this point in time, we've been dealing with two situations where one is mutter, one is usher. In this case, everything's usher. Everything is usher. Chilev and usher. I don't know which one I ate, but I know the truth is whichever one I ate, I know that ultimately I ate. I consume something prohibited. Next case, ishto nido va'achoso imo babayis. We'll say if a man is in the house, his wife is a nida, and his sister, two women. V'shagag ba'achos mehen. He know that he had relations with one of them. V'eini yodeh be'ezo mehen. He's not sure which one. Good. So again, whatever the Messias is over there, right? I'm sure someone's going to be starting a WhatsApp group, surrounding this. Good. Next, Shagag Shabbos Yom Kippurim. We'll say what happened in the next case. Rav Ezo ve'eni yodeh ezo mehen. Shabbos Yom Kippurim. V'asa malacha bin ashmashas ve'eni yodeh be'ezo mehen asa. Let's listen to this interesting case. Let's say Shabbos goes into Yom Kippur. So I know what happens. I do malacha bin ashmashas. Remember again, bin ashmashas is that twilight period where there's safek yom, safek laila. So I know I committed a malacha. I just don't know what. Was it on Shabbos or was it on Yom Kippur? So the common denominator amongst all of these cases is I have a safek what I did. But bottom line is, no matter what the scenario, I did something wrong. Whether it was chelev or nosar, whether it was my wife who's a nida or my sister, right? Whether it was malacha on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, right? Either way, I've done something wrong. So we'll say, so what's the halacha? Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv chatos. Rabbi Eliezer says, mechayiv chatos. We'll say, why mechayiv chatos? Because at the end of the day, I know I did something wrong. And what I did wrong, by the way, is punishable by misa. This is very important. We'll say, either of these scenarios, nida, sister, Shabbos, Yom Kippur, chelev, nosar, any of these things, if done intentionally, carry with them the chi of misa. Remember again, chatos is brought for when you do something accidentally, that had you done it intentionally, you would have been chayiv misa. So Rabbi Eliezer says, listen, no matter what, you've done something wrong. So you're bringing the chatos, Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Yeshua says, you're potter. Now, I want to be clear, by the way. When we say potter, right? Potter doesn't mean like, hey, have a great day, right? 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 It's like, potter means you are exempt from karbanic liability. We can't ask you to bring a karban under these circumstances. Obviously, it's only going to have to do tshuva for what you did wrong. Rashi says, right, look at Rashi, Rabbi Shua potter, Mefarish v'gemara shechata ba, ad she'evad lo b'machato. So we already know where Rabbi Shua is coming from, even before the Gemara explains it. Rabbi Shua is telling me that in order to generate chatas liability, you must what? You must know what you did. And obviously after the fact, right? But you must have clarity on what you did. Even though in this case over here, I know for sure I did something wrong, Rabbi Yoshua will say that's not enough. You must have absolute clarity as to what you exactly did wrong. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Lo nechleku ala osa malacha ben hashmashos shu pater. So Rabbi Yossi says, the truth is they don't argue about the fact that if you did malacha ben hashmashos, that you're pater. I will say, now watch this. So Rabbi Yossi is coming along and saying, by the way, I don't like the case of Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Why? Because it could actually be that in that case, not only you're not chayv v'chatos, it could be that you're pater. Why? Listen, this is great. Shani Omer, miktsas asa hayom, u miktsas asa l'machar. Because in that case, I could easily say what? It could be that part of the malacha was done on Shabbos, part of the malacha was done on Yom Kippur. And I will say, now the halacha is you're only chayv v'chatos if you do a complete malacha. It's possible that this malacha, half of it was done on one, half of it was done on another day. Aman nechleku. So what do they argue about? What they argue about is one who did a malacha during the day, and I will say he has date ambiguity. In other words, I'm not sure. I know I did a malacha, and I know the sun was out. I just don't remember, did I do it on Yom Kippur or did I do it on Shabbos? Or for that matter, I know that I did a malacha, and I even know which day I did it on, but what? I don't remember which malacha I did. That in that case, Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv chatos, Rabbi will say that you're still chayiv chatos. Why? Why? Because we know you did something wrong, right? Whether it was Shabbos, whether it was Yom Kippur, whether it was Kotzer, whether it was Chorish, it doesn't make a difference. We know you know you did something definitively wrong. And Rabbi Yeshua Poter, Rabbi Yeshua will say, no, that's not the way Chatas works. Chatas only works if you know definitively what you did. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Potro, Hayu Rabbi Yeshua, Afmi Asham Talui. Rabbi Yehuda says, that's interesting. Rabbi Yehuda says, by the way, when we say that you're Potter means what? Not only Potter for a Chatas, but what? Even from an Asham Talui. Right? Or there's no karbanic liability. Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara says, Afmi Asham Talui. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omrim, Lo Nechleku Avdavar Shumishum Shuhumi Shem Echad Shu Chayiv. So we'll see what this statement means. But Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shazuri are both saying that ultimately, again, they did not argue on something that is Mishum Shem Echad. If you look at Rashi for just a moment, Avdavar Shumishem Echad. So we'll say, for example, now Rabbi Shimon Shazuri come along and say like this. The Machlokes in Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yoshua is talking about, again, where I know I did something wrong, but the two events are totally different. And let's say, again, we'll say there are two trees in front of me, and I know that I picked an apple off a tree on Shabbos. Av malacha, right? Do it intentionally, chiyav misa. Do it unintentionally, chayav achatos. What's my safek? I don't know which tree I took it off of. Was it this tree? Was it that tree? So Rabbi Shimon and Shazuri say, Rabbi Yoshua and Belaz don't argue in that case. In that case, both agree, ultimately, again, that you're chayev achatos. Aman nechlekus, so what do they argue about? Adavar shumishum beiz shemos. Rabbi will say, what they argue about are two things with two distinct identities. Shrabi Eliezer mechayev chatos. Rabbi Eliezer says, even if you're not sure what you did, but either way, it's usher. You're still going to be chayev chatos. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, if you don't know what you did, then halacha lamai say again, you cannot be chayev chatos. I'm Rabbi Huda. I feel in this kavim. Let lilko te'inim velikate avanim. Avanim velikate te'inim. Shchoros velikate levanos. Levanos velikate shchoros. So we'll say, so now comes Rabbi Huda and says, what about in the following case? I had intention to harvest something, right? But I had intention for A, and instead I took B. I was going to take grapes, instead I took figs. I was going to take figs, instead I took grapes. I was going to harvest white figs, instead I took black figs. So we'll say, what's talocha? Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatas. So again, in this case, Rabbi Eliezer will say that you're chayev chatas. Rabbi Yeshua Poter. But Rabbi Yeshua apparently will still say that you are Poter. So we'll say, which is not totally surprising, because at the end of the day, what Rabbi Yeshua says is, it has to be clearly we'll see in the Gemara Rabbi Yeshua's Poter. I'm Rabbi Shimon, Timhani im Poter Rabbi Yeshua. I would be shocked if Rabbi Yeshua ultimately again would Poter in this case. Rashi says, look, it's Rashi's second wide line. Timea ani im Poter ba, kilomar, ama Poter Rabbi Yeshua alone is kavin al davar asr. So what's like, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, I'd be shocked if Timhani in Pater by Rabbi Yeshua. I would be shocked ultimately again if Rabbi Yeshua would pater in this type of case. Right? Why? Imkein lama ne'emar asher chataba pratlamis asik. So we'll say, we're going to see Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't think Rabbi Shimon would pater in that case. Because Rabbi Yeshua. I don't think Rabbi Yeshua would pater in that case. Why? Because we'll say, in this case over here, your intention was to do kotzer, to uproot something, and what? You uprooted something. The fact that you wanted to take grapes, but instead you took figs, white figs, and you took black figs, that shouldn't matter. You had kavana for a malacha, and you did the very malacha that you set out to do. The fact that you ended up uprooting something else, I would think that even Rabbi Yehoshua would agree that in such a case, what? You should be chayiv echatos. So the Gemara says, imkei lama ne'emar asher chataba. So if that's the case, ultimately again, why do I need the pasuk asher chataba? I will say, the Gemara is going to teach me how to read this piece of the Mishnah. But ultimately, why do I need that phrase? Pratla misasek. Rabbi said, this comes to exclude a case of misasek. And Rabbi said, we're going to talk a little bit about misasek in Hilchos Shabbos. Look at Rashi. Rashi gives a very good definition over here. Pratla misasek, third wide line down. So pratla misasek, ki behetera ki gon, lachtoch es atalush, vichatach es hamachuber, avalzeh misasek ba'asur chayef. So let's listen to this. The case, there are two different concepts we're going to talk about. One is shogeg, one is misasek. Shogeg means I did something prohibited, but I thought it was permitted. Now there are two different possibilities why I thought it was permitted. Let's say I grab an apple off the tree. So we'll say I did it for shogeg. So shogeg manifests itself one of two ways. Either A, I didn't know that it's usher to take an apple off a tree. I just didn't know that halacha. So that's called shigagas malacha, right? I didn't know the malacha was usher. Or the other possibility is what? I didn't know it was Shabbos. Shigagas Shabbos, right? I didn't know it was Shabbos. That's shogeg. Misasik is something different. Misasik means I was doing something permitted, but in the midst of somehow doing something permitted, something prohibited occurred. So for example, I will say in this case over here, my kavana, right, let's say I was cutting something. I was cutting my piece of meat, which is totally permitted, right? And in the course of cutting my piece of meat, I got a little bit too much zrizos, right? I went ahead and I cut through the paper plate that I was using and I cut a vine. That's called misasek. I had no intention to cut a vine. I was doing something permitted. And in the midst of doing something permitted, I ended up doing something prohibited. We'll discuss that further. Says the Gemara. So we'll say, so bottom line, is fundamental machlokis, very exciting machlokis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua, I did one of them. I ate one of them, performed an illicit act of relations, did malacha. Either way, what I did was prohibited. That's clear. I just don't know what I did. Rabbi Eliezer says, chai v'chatas, because you definitely did something wrong. Rabbi Yehoshua says, potter from achatas, presumably svara being why? In order to be chai v'chatas, you must what? You must ultimately have definitive knowledge as to what you did wrong. And then a couple of other, I should say, variations that machlokes in the Mishnah. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Eliezer. So Eliezer says, manav shach, ichei levachol chayiv, inosur achol chayiv. Iyishtoni dabal chayiv, iachol sabal chayiv. So Rabbi Loz says, I don't understand. Of course you're chayiv in these cases. What does it matter whether you ate chaylev or you ate nosar? Whether it was your wife who was Anida or your sister. Shabbos, Yom Kippur. Right? They both say, all of this stuff together, halacha lamaisa, you did something wrong. So of course you should be chayiv echatos. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, no. Harehu omer asher chata ba. They both say, the pasuk by chata says, asher chata ba. Chata ba means what? That you sinned in this. Ad sheivad lo b'machata. So what's Rabbi Yeshua's drasha is, asher chata ba, you sinned in this until you know what you sinned with. You only bring a chatas if you have definitive clarity as to what you're saying, Rabbi Eliezer, hi ba my avile, right? What does Rabbi Eliezer do with this asher chata ba? Mibayli pratlam is asik. So we'll say, as we mentioned before, halacha lemaisa, he goes ahead and he uses it to exclude the case of misasek. So we'll remember again, misasek is, I intended to go ahead, or we'll say, what's the paradigmatic case of misasek? Paradigmatic case, remember again, is the dragging of the bench on Shabbos, right? I want to drag a chair from point A to point B. But what happens? After I drag it, I end up creating a furrow, right? Creating a furrow in the ground is the malacha of charisha. That wasn't my intention, right? My intention was to do something permitted, to go ahead and bring a chair from point A to point B. It resulted in something permitted. Leaving aside the discussion of psik resha, which is a different discussion, not getting into this now, but that's the paradigmatic example of misase. My intention was to do something totally permitted and okay, right? It ended up resulting in something prohibited. So Rabbi Eliezer says, asher chata ba, comes to exclude misasek. I'm a base. So misasek demai. So let's analyze this. What's the case of misasek? Idechalavim va'arayos chayiv. So both say, remember again, in a case of misasek, so let's say both say, you are consuming permitted meat, but in your great love of flesh, right, you ended up consuming chalif, right? It happens, you just got carried away, right? Or both say, in the case of arayos, okay, however that happens, right? In the case of arayos, chayiv. So we'll say, in those cases, we'll say, even you're going to be chayiv by misasek, even by chayiv, right? We'll say, by chayiv and arayos, you're chayiv by misasek. Why? Don't Rav Nachum or Shmuel, ha-misasek b'chalavim v'arayos chayiv. Why? Shekein nana. We'll say, it's interesting halacha. The p'tur of misasek, it might be one by Shabbos, does not apply by chayiv and does not apply by arayos. Why, Rav Bosai? Because by chayiv and by arayos, there's hanah. There's hanah. So you can't claim a misasek exemption in any case where there is hanah. The misasek b'Shabbos pater. I will say, misasek by Shabbos is pater. That's different. My taima, meleches machshavas asra Torah. I will say, the reason why you are pater by misasek by Shabbos is because by Shabbos, the definition is not just performance of malacha, but what? Meleches machshavas. I will say, meleches machshavas means what? There must be kavana for the malacha. If the malacha just goes ahead and just occurs by itself as a result of something else I was doing, that's not called meleches machshavas. We'll say, you know where else this comes up? Very halachal, my Shulchan Aruch Paskins, right? Let's say someone is practicing tikiyas shofar, right? On Rosh Hashanah, I'm practicing, and it turns out that in the course of my practice, I belt out 100 perfect kolos. What's the halacha? I don't fulfill my mitzvah with that. That's misasek b'tkiya shofar. My kavana wasn't to blow the kolos, but just to practice. As Shulchan Aruch Paskins. So we'll say, so again, we're going to see Shabbos, meleches machshavas, even other mitzvos. Chaylev, chalavim, or arayos might be different because there's hanah. L'rav mishkachos laws, according to Rabbi, you could say, what's the case? Kigon shenis kavin achtoch es atalush, v'chotoch es amechuber. So according to Rabbi, you say, what's the case of misasek? My intention was to cut something that was detached, and instead I ended up cutting something that was attached. So we'll say this is a very simple case. I'm cutting something, and I end up cutting something that is attached to the ground. That's misasek la baye mishkachos la kigon dinis kavin lag bias atalush v'chatach esam uchuber. According to the Bible, we'll say, where could it come up? My intention was to go ahead and lift up something that was detached. Instead, I ended up lifting up something that was what? Attached. And as a result of lifting up the attached item, I ended up detaching it. Ditmar, here we go. Niskamin lagbi es atalush v'chatach esam uchuber. I had in mind to lift up something that was detached from the ground, which is permitted. And I ended up detaching something that was mechuber. Pater. Ultimately, again, that is pater. Why? My taima. Daha lo ichavein l'shum chaticha. Because it will say, in that case over here, I don't have any intention for anything prohibited. In other words, I didn't have even intention for any type of chaticha. Right? What was my intention? To lift something up. The fact is that in the course of my lifting something up, I ended up detaching something that's called miskavin. Or any miskavin, I should say. So, misasek. Lachtuch es atalish v'chatach es amechuber. But listen to this interesting case. What happens if someone had in mind to cut something that was detached, but ended up cutting something that was attached? Abaye Amar Chayiv Do Chavin Shum Chaticha. Abaye says, you're Chayiv, why? because you did have intention to cut. Once you had intention to cut, right, there was the act of cutting could potentially be a maisa malacha, even though your intention was for something detached, but you ended up cutting something attached. Sabai says, you're chayif. Rava Amar, but so we say chayif means chayif chatos. So obviously, your intention was not to perform a malacha. Rava Amar Pater, dahaloi chavin lechaticha di sura. Rava says, no, in that case, that is still misasig. Bless you. Why? Because at the end of the day, you did not have in mind for any type of prohibited cutting. Good. Rabbi Yossi Omer Lo Nechloku. So also remember again, Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah said what? Rabbi Yossi said that they don't argue about the case of a malacha that was done ben ashmashas. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi says, everyone agrees that if you did a malacha ben ashmashas between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, that's what? What's the halacha? Potter. Why? Maybe you did part of the malacha on Shabbos and part of the malacha on Yom Kippur. In other words, who's to say you did the complete malacha on any one given day? Says Gemara Tanya, it's really incredible. Rabbi Yossi says, wow, you've really been very meticulous in analyzing my words and overturned my position. I will say, now listen to this. Good, fine. So Rabbi Yossi says, you've been very didactic, Acharai. Rashi says, Kilomar, Nitzchasuni Vekaptuchuni. In other words, you have defeated and refuted my position. So it says the Gemara, what are you talking about? My Amrilei. So what does Rabbi Yossi mean when he says, my Amrilei, Damrilei, didactic, Acharai? Hachi Amrilei. This is what it means to say. Hikbiya ben Ashmashos Mahu. Right? So what happened? What happens if a person picked up an item? Right in between by Ben Ashmashos, what's the halacha? Amar lohu dikdaktem acharai. The name of lohu miktsas habahagba haisa mehayom umiktsasa lemachar. Hachinami kamar lohu dikdaktem acharai velo ha'elisum biyadchem klum. So what Rabbi Yossi meant to say is like this: you tried to overturn my position and refute me, but you were unsuccessful. Meaning Rabbi Yossi says, I hold true to the fact that if you did a malacha Ben Ashmashos, then what, you can't be chayiv. Why can't he be chayiv? Because he'll say it's possible that what? Part of the malacha was done on one day, part of the malacha was done on a different day. Rabbi Yossi, Gimar Malacha, the Rabbi Eliezer Potter. We'll say in Rabbi Yossi's view, ultimately, look at Rashi, or Rabbi Yossi, it's almost right across. Nehi Namid Mitzasa Mitzasa Lamachar, Ha Gimar Malachahu, Va'amai Kamal Divrei HaKol Potter, Va'asham Inale Rabbi Eliezer de Mechayiv. So we'll say, as we're going to see in just a moment, there's the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer who holds that ultimately you are judged based on Gimar Malacha, based on the conclusion of the Malacha, which means that even if part of the Malacha occurred on one day, part of the Malacha occurred on a different day, Halacha Master should still be liability. Hashaman Alei D'Mechayiv, Disnan, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, here we go. Ha'orik Shlosha Chutin Betchila, Ve'echad Al Ha'orik Chayiv. We'll say, so Rabbi Eliezer says like this, this is for the Malacha of Oreg, of weaving. If you weave three threads, that's the malacha of ariga. Or if you add on one thread to that which was already woven, you are chayiv. So I say, so what do you see from here? You see that halacha lemais look at Rashi, yushnaim ala arig hashiruhu ze betchila haynu tamid debay shloshim mishum desasi deshnaim enem skaimin. Aval halacha ikalim rechatsi vayim rechatsi lemachar. So I say, ultimately what? You see that according to Rabbi Eliezer, even adding on one thing to an already completed malacha is asr, which tells you that Dr. Rabbi Lazar will hold you liable for the Gimar Malacha. Am Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Lazar, Hachi Masni. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ha'orik Shlosha Chutin Betchila, Ushnaim Ala Orik Chayiv. That you have to say this. Rabbi Eliezer will say that Halacha Lamaisa, if you go ahead and you weave three strings to begin with your Chayiv, or add on two to the arik, to that which is already woven, ultimately, again, you will be chayav as well. So we'll see, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, halacha lemaisa what? Halacha lemaisa is not just enough to add on one string, but you'll have to add on something substantive or meaningful like two strings. So even Rabbi Eliezer, when he says that you're chayav for gemar malacha, well, it will only be true when you do something of significance. So we'll say, so it appears that Rabbi Yossi's qualification is not accepted. That I, because why? Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, it could very well be that in a case of where part of the malacha was done on one day, part of the malacha was done on a different day, maybe even Rabbi Eliezer would hold that still in such a case, there might be some level of liability, depending on the extent of the malacha that was done on the second day. So hold on to Rabbi Yossi's qualification. We'll see if we accepted halacha la maisa or not. We'll say just a little bit more. Amar Yehuda, Potra haya af Rabbi Yeshua me asham talay. So let's remember again. So now go forward a little bit. We had a machlok as well as Rabbi Yeshua. There are two things. I did one of them. I don't know which one I did, but they're both usser. Rabbi Eliezer says that what? I am chay v'chatas. Rabbi Yeshua says that I'm putter. If you skip down towards the end of the Mishnah, what happens? Rabbi Huda says that according to Rabbi Yeshua, I'm putter even from an asham talay. Right? Even from an asham talay. No, always Rabbi Yeshua said that I'm putter from chatas, but I'm putter also from asham talay. So Tanya, I'm Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Yeshua says you're patur even from Ashram Talui, which is very interesting. Why? Because what's happening over here? What's happening over here? I know I did something wrong. I just what? I don't know what I did wrong. But I know for sure I did something wrong. So Rabbi Yeshua says you can't bring a chatas. Why? Why are we sorry? What's his svara? Oh, asher chata ba. I have to know what I did wrong. Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, not only are you not chayv v'chatas, not even chayv v'asham talui. So it says, Yimara Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, apologize, Rabbi Yehuda, af mi'asham talui, shne'emar, ki techta v'lo yada. When do you bring in asham talui? When I went ahead and I sinned, and I don't know. Prat l'zeh, she'yada she'chata. I will say, this is incredible. I will say, when do you bring in asham talui? This is incredible. When do you bring in asham talui? When what? I don't know if I sinned. I don't know if I sinned. I will say, remember, we already established halacha l'maisa. In order to go ahead and bring in asham talay, what do you need? How did the Rama paskin? Right? Ikva isura. Kviya isura. I need to know something usher was here, but something remitted was also here. I don't know. Did I sin or didn't I sin? Rabbi Huda says, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you can't bring in asham talay here. Why? I know for sure I sinned. But it's not asham talay. Asham Talay is only brought in a case of Safek. Maybe I sinned, maybe I didn't sin. There's no Safek. I for sure sinned here. I just don't know what, exactly what it is that I did. So I'll say, see what's happening over here? This is an incredible carbonic mile, current Rabbi Yeshua. Current Rabbi Yeshua, I can't bring a chatos. Why? Why? One word?
Ba.
Right? You have to know what you sinned with in order to bring a chatos. I can't bring an Asham Talay. Why? Because Asham Talay is only brought up in a case of Safek. There's no suffix about if I did something wrong here. I definitely did something wrong. I just don't know what I did. I'll say one more line. I'm a little Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Zeu Shemevi Asham Talay, you're wrong. You bring a case of Asham Talay in this case, Shene'emar, Va'asta Velo Yada. Ze Lo Yada Bema'asa. We'll say in this case over here, he doesn't know what he did. You can bring an Asham Talay over here. At the end of the day, I don't know. Did I eat Chalev? Did I eat Noser? Did I do Malacha on Shabbat? Did I do Malacha on Yom Kippur? I don't know. Aval safek achol chaylev, safek lo achol, tsei v'sha'al alav im maybe asham taloi im lov. I will say in a case of where maybe I ate chaylev, maybe I didn't eat chaylev, then go ask a shayla if you bring asham taloi on that. So my havi alav, so we'll say, so what is that lacha? Tashma. Chata v'lo yada b'ma chata. We'll say if a person committed an aveira, but he doesn't know what he committed, oh, safek chata, safek lo chata. Or if what? Safek, whether you committed the Avera altogether, what's talacha? Maybe asham talay. So we'll say, so now, wow. So in this case of Rabosai, I know, so we'll say in this price, it's saying, whether I committed an Avera, I know I committed an Avera. I just don't know what. I don't know what I did. So you see, how can you have a case like that? Rabosai, that's our Mishnah. Two pieces of meat. One is chalev, one is nos. So I know for sure that I ate one. I just don't know which one I ate. Or suffolk if I committed an Avera or not, maybe Asham Talui. So ultimately, Rabbi in that case, I bring an Asham Talui. Man Shaman Ali Da'amar Chata, Ven Yadua, Pemai Chata, maybe Asham Talui. Rabbi said, who is the opinion that says that if you commit an Avera, but you don't know what you did, you bring an Asham Talui? Rabbi Shimon, Vikatani Safek Chata, Safek Lo Chata, maybe Asham Talui. So Shmamina, Sveli Rabbi Shimon, Safek Chata, Safek Lo Chata, maybe Asham Talay. So we'll say ultimately again, what do you see from here? You see from here that according to Rabbi Shimon, what does he hold? Rabbi Shimon holds that halacha lemaisa, Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that halacha lemaisa, whether you're not sure about if you committed an Avera or not committed an Avera, or I know for sure I committed an Avera, I just don't know what I did, you'll bring in Asham Talay. That is according to Rabbi Shimon. But apparently Rabbi Yoshua in our Mishnah does not subscribe to this idea. Rabbi Yoshua will say that if you know for sure you sinned, but you don't know exactly what you did, you would not bring an Asham Tali. So we'll stop over here for today. But again, just understand we end off with this machlokis, interesting machlokis about Asham Talui. In a case of where I know for sure I committed an Avera, I just don't know what I did, do I bring in Asham Talui or not? Ultimately subject to machlokis. So we'll continue. We're going to see the halacha lemaisa in all of these cases, Mirat Hashem, but for today we'll end up with machlokis. I'm sorry?